This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday spikes in the number of new COVID-19 cases in some countries were driven partly by young people letting down their guard, but that the world needed to learn to live with the disease. Tedros said during a news briefing in Geneva that we've said this before, and we'll say it again, young people are not invincible. The coronavirus pandemic sent the U.S. economy plunging by a record-shattering 32.9% annual rate last quarter, and it's still inflicting damage across the country, squeezing already struggling businesses and forcing a wave of layoffs that shows no sign of abating. The economy's collapse in the April-June quarter, stunning in its speed and depth, came as a resurgence of the viral outbreak pushed businesses to close for a second time in many areas. The government's estimate of the second quarter fall in gross domestic product has no comparison since records began in 1947. More than 670,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, more than 152,000 in the United States. And the number of infections is more than 17.2 million globally and approximately 4.5 million in the U.S. Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro stated in an online video that he was taking antibiotics to deal with an infection that left him feeling weak, chuckling cold in his lungs after he left isolation due to the coronavirus infection. The president said he'd just taken a blood test and did not elaborate on the infection that led him to take the antibiotics. He spent nearly 3 weeks at the official presidential residence after testing positive for the virus on July 7th. His wife, Michelle Bolsonaro, tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday, according to a statement from the presidential palace. Bolsonaro has consistently referred to the virus as a little flu and shunned social distancing and lockdown